brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
David Icke's going to be on with us again coming up after the break. What a day to have him on. Global markets pummeled by rising recession fears. They go on to say, oh, the bailouts actually scared world markets because they understand that the United States is being socialized by a private cartel. It's being described not by Alex Jones, but by mainstream media as total fascism. Again, fascism, socialism are really false terms that don't properly describe things. It's command and control. You always have black uniforms, cameras, secret arrest. In modern history, same thing, minus the cameras previously, just physical spies everywhere. And they take our wealth, they hijack the treasury, and they pay all the money into themselves. It's real simple. And they terrorized you with the markets will plunge, we'll have a depression if you don't do this. And what did it give them? Immunity. Just like Bush said, terrorists will attack us if you don't give me immunity on the spying on American citizens, which he'd lied about previously and said they weren't doing. And now they just announced this week in the U.S. and last week, oh, yeah, they're using the spy satellites to watch all the U.S. citizens. Local police are going to have it. Yeah, we're going to be having secret police everywhere, and we're going to be spying on all of you. I mean, it's already been going on, folks. It's criminal. And they got some sick mental patients working for them. I had these military secret police guys coming up to me and basically admitting they were, you know, at the hotel and on the streets. And you'd later see them inside the Bohemian Grove compound. They'd be wearing clown mask like it was Saw. They were wearing Saw mask that the killer wears. Like, that's going to scare me. Hey, you son of a bitch. Excuse me, I'm sorry. What ought to scare you is your kids are being shot up with stuff that's going to give them cancer, boy. You don't know who you're working for, and you think evil's cute. It's not funny. It's not funny what you're doing to this country. You're fouling our own nest, you bastards. I can understand boss hog corruption, and it's not good. But I don't appreciate just out and out destroying a country. I know boss hog corruption's bad, but that's one thing. You are far past that. Ted Anderson, we got 2 minutes left. David Icke's coming up. Tell folks about the gold coins. Do you have any silver? I know that's hard to get.
Yeah, silver right now, Alex, these people have to pick up the silver. They're Franklin halves. They're at 870. They're the half of the 50-cent piece that was used right before the Kennedy.
And then you've got those at 6-something, which is lower than it was. You know, silver's up, too, and it's lower than it was last week. You're offering gold at 30-something bucks under what it's trading for now, the same deal you offered Friday. Now, is all you have left is the, and those are great coins, by the way, I have some, the francs. All you have is the Swiss and French francs, anything else?
Well, they're the fastest, they're the one I can get the supply of the quickest. I do have $10 Indians. I've got $10 Liberties.
Oh, those are gorgeous. Tell me about the Indians.
Oh, yeah, the $10 Indians are a beautiful piece, and currently right now they're trading at a price of $673 bucks a piece. The problem is that the stuff that's close to melt is just being consumed, gone, out of the market. There's not enough to go around. The market has gone up at least by 100 times from where it was back when things were real soft here just about, what, 4 weeks ago?
Again, ladies and gentlemen, you imagine in a free market, if you couldn't get gold, its price would be high. But instead, they're holding it where it is while nobody can get it, but they can't hold it under for long. It's already shooting up right now, 1-800-686-2237. So in the offer, they can get Indians, they can get francs and gold, which are both beautiful coins, great buys, good deals, great deals. It's last week's prices, and you've got silver at last week's prices.
Yep, I do. And I haven't had to move the price up yet because of this position that I locked in on. And I'm telling you, it's not going to last very long. There's a lot of people calling for this stuff. Get on it now. I mean, you can see what's going on. Every single market, Alex, I'm looking at it right here. Everything across the board, there's nothing that's up right now. Everything's down. I mean, that is really bad news for the U.S. economy and the world economy. Germany right now is just melting apart.
There are runs on banks all over the world. I don't want to panic people to say what I've seen in Austin, but they're already, I don't even want to get, they're, well, we've got to tell the truth. They're basically people getting their money out, okay, and moving it around and pulling cash out. I hate to contribute to this, but I have to tell people what's going on. It is not pretty, ladies and gentlemen. We had that government-pushed hoax last week that there'd be runs on the banks. This week, 1-800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Folks, better call.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the next hour and 52 minutes, we're joined by David Icke, who is in the United States and California. He had several events with more than 2,000 people showing up to just one of them. And we have the same type thing happen. We have an event, 1,200, 2,000 show up. It is just incredible. And this is only being done through the alternative media. So while we see the stock market plunging 600 plus points today after the bankers got their empowerment immunity takeover bill, understand that at least the good news is thousands to one, according to members of Congress, phone calls against it last week, even after the White House said depression, depression, and then didn't have the plunge protection team prop up the market last Monday when it went down over $1 trillion. Well, the same things happened today after the bankers got their power, because this is part of a consolidation. And David Icke's going to talk about that. He's been writing about that for close to 20 years, how the main power of the New World Order in the physical realm is their banking fraud, their fractional reserve system. But I want Icke to first talk, the man who needs no introduction, about the incredibly positive thing, because as the enemy moves against us, as they try to destroy the middle class and slave the people so they've got to go to the government for their food so that there can be a financial collapse, riots in the streets, so they can use the military on us, as they're now announcing in mainstream news, to be the saviors so we accept a militarized banana boat economy. The positive news that this isn't hype when I say it. There is an awakening so huge it dwarfs anything a month ago or anything a year ago. It is exponential. I mean, here's an example. We call up Chuck Norris to come on the show. Never tried. He goes, oh, I'm a huge fan. I listen all the time. I want to come on. He comes on, endorses Ron Paul, moves away from the neocons and says on air he agrees with everything I'm talking about. I mean, again, Bruce Willis goes public and says, I'm no longer a neocon. I know there's a new world order, a false reality. They're losing all their main icons. On the left is waking up and breaking the paradigm and breaking the controlled tiny box reality and seeing the wider universe around them. So there is a consciousness shift in information analysis, and it is the 100th monkey. There is a group consciousness. It is spreading. It is happening. It is a mass awareness, and it is beautiful. And so out of this adversity, it's going to get bad. We're going to be tested. Realize that this is evil trying to maintain control. David Icke, after a very successful tour, which thousands and thousands came out to see in California, we welcome you to the airwaves.
Thank you, Alex.
Sir, you've got the floor. Let's break down the shift, what's happening, the positive, and then get into your analysis on the banking global takeover. Then we'll get into the nature of reality itself.
Well, the thing is, Alex, that, you know, I've been a kind of barometer of this because I've been doing it for so long. And when I started talking about these things in Britain in the early 1990s, well, crikey, it was just extraordinary, the scale of abuse and ridicule that came my way. But as the years have passed, I've seen this gradually change. And then since 9/11 and another shift after the invasion of Iraq, I've seen it explode. And what we're seeing now is something I talked about a long time ago. When something is covertly manipulating along a road to change society in a certain way, there comes a point where it has to break the surface where it can be seen, because that which it wants to change starts to happen in front of people's eyes. And this, and what we're talking about today with the finance and everything, is putting in the face of people what they have, and I understand why, what they have tried so hard to deny was reality. And therefore, they're finding it more and more difficult to look the other way and say, no, let's change the subject. And all this together, and there's a consciousness awakening as well, very clearly. People are waking up and expanding their consciousness on a scale never before in a time that I've known anyway. And together, it's bringing people to a state of awareness where they are seeing what is actually happening. Now, we need to go to the next stage now. People are coming out and listening to this information in vast numbers. They're listening to programs like yours in vast numbers. What we need to do now is start to get together, drop the fault lines between left and right and center and progressives and all this other stuff and religion and all the rest of it, and come together and cross the street and start engaging with this system. And by engaging, ironically, I mean disengaging with it, ceasing to allow it to enslave us, ceasing to cooperate with our own enslavement. Because as I talked about last time I was on the show, there are 6 billion people plus now being manipulated. There is at the core a relative handful doing the manipulating. I see a way out of this, but we have to come together, and it's starting. And I'm extremely optimistic, because now we're in this window of time where the problem is there blatantly in front of us. The game is more and more blatantly in front of us, and that is engaging and focusing people to the understanding that doing nothing is no longer an option. It's a great time of opportunity, this.
And they only are able to control us by us ourselves, keeping ourselves in that box, in self-regulating to where we're afraid to speak up or afraid to talk to neighbors, and so we just go and watch the television. But again, that is starting to break up. That is starting to shift, and it's so beautiful to see. But before we get into the larger shifts in society and how there's only probably less than 100 global masterminds, a few thousand technicians under them who really get the full structure of the New World Order, there are tens of millions worldwide who have organically reverse engineered what they're doing to a stunning level. We're able to predict what they're going to do, and that's really starting to threaten them, and that's why they're talking about bringing in total dictatorial martial law to try to suppress it. I see that act of desperation as a huge failure. But let's get into the economics first and break down what we're seeing with the banker takeover, how they're proposing a world banking system out of the crisis they created.
Well, and I've heard, I'm not been so focused on everything, because I've been traveling and moving constantly for about 10 days, 2 weeks. But I have heard the idea that this banking crisis is like bad for the bankers and is not what they wanted. We've got to understand a few things. First of all, the people who are manipulating the banking system do not own just the banks. They own the game. They own the system. Now, if you own football, it doesn't matter if one team beats another team or another team beats the other team, because you own the game. You can't lose. So just because Merrill Lynch is absorbed by the Bank of America, or this bank goes down and its clientele is taken over by this bank, it doesn't matter, because the names on the doors are changing, the masks on the face are changing, but you own the game.
Those are just cutouts.
Exactly. And if you own the game, you can manipulate the game, because you're controlling the rules of the game. So what we're looking at, and this has been long predicted, and this is one of the real powerful things, Alex, at this time, is and why it was so important to get this information out about the game and how it's played and what the goals are over the years gone by, because that gives credibility when people look at it and say, hold on a second, this was predicted, this is not just happening now. And this really does start to take power from the way they manipulate, giving us the impression that, oh no, this is just a problem that's just come out of nothing. No, it's been planned for years, and the plan is for a centralization of power in every area of our lives and every area of global society, including politics, business, and all the rest of it. Now, crucial to that is banking. They want a world central bank that dictates to the whole of the global financial system, the whole of the global banking industry, and their families are going to control that. That's the idea. So diversity is the worst nightmare of the dictator. You look at any tyranny, that if you want to centralize power, it's no good having lots and lots of points of decision-making and diversity of decision-making, because you can't centrally control that. You want to, and just look at the way society's gone through the centuries. It's exactly the same way, centralization of power constantly, because you can only control from the center in the hands of a few if your center holds the power that affects vast numbers of people, eventually everyone, as they plan. So the more and more diversity there is in the banking system, Alex, the less power you're going to have over it, because there are going to be banks and financial systems that you're not going to control to the extent that you want. You want to take them out. You want to centralize power. You want to remove as much as you can the number of names, the number of the amount of diversity.
And that's why the high-level private central banks that are not your regular Main Street banks issued over $1,000 trillion in liquidity to other banks and institutions and changed the rules so they could sell derivatives and get into all this fraud, because now the elite above get to orchestrate the consolidation. They get to send down the regulators. They get to send the tax money to the central small inner sanctum or coterie of banks so that they can manipulate the consolidation. And in the IMF and World Bank documents, in their own statements, in what Kissinger said last week, what was in the Wall Street Journal, Financial Times of London, they all are saying that. The Financial Times of London said, actually, this is good for a few megabanks, and they're the ones that change the rules. Meanwhile, you have all these people in alternative media running around saying, oh, no, it's an accident. It's an accident. It's key for the establishment, the controllers, to sell that lie so they don't get the blame for what they've orchestrated, so they can play the part of the savior setting up the world banking cartel, which we buy carbon credits from, which are a tax on human breathing. Not all the real environmental problems we have, so they can regulate our everyday life with carbon checkpoints and carbon audits of our homes and bureaucracy and one-child policy.
Yeah, you see, this is a big point to get across. People, and I understand why, because that's what they're led to believe. They see private banks and they see the central banks in the different countries as separate, but the same families control both sides. Now, this is the game. They control the game. So whether private banks go out of business or not in this this crash and crisis that's going on, they control the central banks. They will control, if we allow them to do it, the world central bank, and therefore they will control the system. The names will be different, but the system will be controlled by them.
That's
and
right.
That system equals control. That's the whole idea.
David, let's finish up with this topic.
Work as one unit all around the world. They move as one unit because they have a central control system.
David, stop there. Let's back it up about a minute. I want you to be able to finish that point when we come back. Stay with us.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
All right, folks, we're back live with David Icke, our guest for the balance of the radio show today. We'll open the phones up towards the end of the show in the next hour. The key here is that the unprecedented action out in the open of the president, all the major leaders of the two parties, the Treasury Secretary saying there's going to be a depression, financial abyss. You've got to pass this banker bailout bill. And you read the bill, immunity, unlimited power. They can do whatever they want, commit basically any financial crime they want. And it doesn't say $850 billion, doesn't say $700 billion. It says $5 trillion, if you really read the fine print, as Bloomberg Financial and others reported. So they are the ones terrorizing the market to plunge. Then they forced through the bill. And last Friday, we had the congressman on. It was on C-SPAN. They were threatened with physical martial law, David. I know you've been traveling. You may not know this. We can play the clip if you want to hear it. They were threatened with martial law if they didn't pass it. Now, CNN, BBC, Army Times are reporting the Army is to be used during riots. But again, problem, reaction, solution. They implode the economy. The welfare checks stop going out. Things break down. There's riots. The military saves us. The precedent is set. So just amazing how they're right out in the open doing all of this, David.
Yeah, because we've reached that point, Alex, where it has to break the surface to become the changes in society that they've been working covertly for so long. That this is the key in terms of America for what's happening on so many levels, in my opinion anyway. And I've been writing this for years. And what I said was that they're going to use America, or are using America, to destroy America. Why? Because they want a world government. A world government cannot possibly have total global power while there's any superpower with massive military and financial might that has, through that, the ability to say to the world government, excuse me, we're not doing that. We're not accepting what you're dictating and telling us to do. So what they've been doing, and it's been so blatant to me, is that they are using America to destroy America. First of all, militarily. They're stretching America all over the place militarily and weakening them on that level. And now they're attacking the American economy on a massive scale. And this trillion, and as you rightly say, basically open checkbook, so-called bailout, is not designed to solve the crisis. It's designed to further massively undermine the American economy and American financial security. And who's holding this debt now that goodness knows how much more debt that's coming in, and the debt that's already owed by America. Not that it is debt, it's money that doesn't exist. It's a scam. But people like China are holding massive amounts of this. And I found it very interesting, you know, that Henry Paulson, as chairman and CEO of Goldman Sachs, which was massively involved in this subprime scam, then becomes Treasury Secretary. He has apparently made at least 100 visits to China discussing financial matters with the Chinese authorities. And here's China picking up more and more of this debt. I was warned ages ago by various insiders, watch for the time when China becomes a big economic and military power, because that's when you're going to see the action start. And what happens when China says, hold on a second, we hold all this debt, therefore, you know, you're not paying us back, you're getting in more and more trouble, we want the assets, please, for the debt that we hold. Then you've got potential for conflict between the two. And I was told a long time ago that it's leading to a conflict involving China, the Third World War, to bring in finally this whole structure of world government, world central bank, world army, microchip population, world currency, and all the rest of it. So all these things are moving as one unit. They appear to be, to most people, unconnected as you look at the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan and the finance. It's all moving.
That was also
like
meant to demonize
one flow of energy.
That was also meant to demonize the name of the U.S., to put the sins of the New World Order on the U.S. like they used the Soviets previously to carry out their dirty work. They also need a global economic crisis that can be blamed on America to set up their world government. And now, all over the financial papers the last 2 weeks, they propose the private banks becoming the world government. I mean,
yes,
that is so unbelievable.
I was reading a piece where, when I was traveling, about the head of the IMF saying that the IMF should become a central coordinating, police force for the global banking system. There's the open suggestion now of this world central bank that we've been talking about for so long. And what we're looking at is, ironically, while America is getting this flag, while America gets the finger pointed at it, actually, although it's firing the bullets, if you like, in places like Iraq and Afghanistan and what have you, the guns being loaded in Europe And there in Europe, you know, in the center of the secret society web, Europe is basically going, who, me? I've not got nothing to do with it. It's America.
David, I got a break. When we come back, long segment, I want to hear your solutions, how to combat this now. I say expose is really behind it, but what else can we do?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Instead of the states getting rid of some of the 3 million police for all the welfare, all the largesse to get people domesticated, and all the spending and the billions per major city, yeah, billions per city. New York's had $5 billion in cameras put in the last 4 years. Boston in 1 year had $2 billion worth of cameras put in. Homeland Security's now announced all those free federal traffic cameras, they were DARPA designed by the Pentagon to watch you. They're scanning your faces. Now, instead of doing any of that, they are saying they're going to bail out all the states. $7 billion for California, $5 billion for Florida. They're going to, quote, bail out select crony corporations owned by the same private central banks. The stock market's down by 700-plus points right now and plunging, dwarfing what happened last Monday. They promised you if you submitted and gave them unlimited power, they'd be nice to you. And now there's debates on talk radio and TV about, did they say the bailout would do that? Or are people making that up? They know the public doesn't have a memory for last week, or does the public? David, I want to finish up with the economy and get into the nature of reality, but there seems to be a shocking of the conscience. And I've seen that in some psychological tests they've done at major universities studying rodent psychology, which is very similar to human group psychology, in these controlled mazes. shocking, yelling, noise, heat, cold on rats till they finally just go into a catatonic state and shake in the corner. And, you know, having CBS News come out and say, mercury is good for your brain. Taking mercury shots helps your brain cells. Now, that's an actual newscast. I've played it 50 times. I'm not going to play it today, but if you want, I'll play it. Or I've got MSNBC saying, actually, poison in food is good from China. We need poison in the food.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands get sick from melamine on purpose in the milk because it shows on a protein test, if somebody tests it, that it has high protein. And then it turns out it's in a bunch of food lines here in the U.S. where most of the food additives and drugs get made for the U.S. is now in China. Same for Europe. And they admit it's killing hundreds of Chinese that drank too much, and it attacks your kidneys, gives you cancer. And the FDA comes out yesterday and says, actually, it's good for you. So it seems like they're almost lying to be caught, as you said, to surface and shock everyone into just kind of submitting. Your comments.
Well, this will be kind of very interesting. We've been talking about with the food additives and stuff when we get into the nature of reality and the way it's manipulated. But in terms of the laboratory mouse or the laboratory rat, full enough, in my talks I do a section about that. And it's very clear that when you put it all together, Alex, when you put all the shocks, all the constant instructions, all the do's and don'ts, all the punishments for increasingly fine detail, little things like I talked about last time, people being fined in Britain for feeding the birds, people being fined for putting a card in their car saying it's for sale when it's their own car. What it is like is exactly like the laboratory rat, because, of course, when they're doing those experiments, when the rat goes down certain channels, it gets a shock. After a few shocks, it doesn't go down that channel anymore, and you can take the shock equipment away, it still won't go down that channel because it's been programmed not to do that by the carrot and the stick. It's okay going down this one, we'll leave you alone. Go down that one, there's a problem. Now, take this on a mass scale, all the things that are being thrown at us, and that's what they're doing. They are manipulating so many shocks on the mind, creating so many fears, so many traumas, that we become subservient, and this, and basically anything for a quiet life. Yes, sir. No, sir. Just save me.
Well, here's an example. In England and the U.S., if an adult is at the park, and I, when I was single, went for walks to the park all the time or jogs, the police come over and ask, "Are you a pedophile?" I mean, how bizarre. Or Steve Watson out for a date in London, they come over and put him in a terror database. Clean cut, nice looking guy with a master's degree in political science with a great looking girlfriend. Everybody I know in England has had this happen to them. It happened to me when I was there where they put me in a terror database. They're letting you know you're a slave.
Exactly. And, it's something that is very important for people to appreciate, that we've been bombarded with shocks on purpose so that we will become subservient and we will give our power away. And I tell a wonderful example, which really was encapsulated in one headline. When the taser started coming out, when we started giving, I'm not saying all police are like this, but
now they've gotten this condition to daily deaths.
Yeah, I've met a few policemen who, if they had a brain cell, it would die of loneliness. And we're giving these people 55,000 volts of electricity to shoot at people. Now, there was an article in the newspaper which was looking at this when they first came in, and the headline encapsulated exactly what we're talking about here. It said, "I'll do anything you say, officer, just don't use that thing on me." And that encapsulates this whole mind game that's
going on. It's a cattle prod. It's a cattle prod for cows in the slaughterhouse. It's a cattle prod. Go ahead.
Exactly. But what we mustn't do, and when we get into the nature of reality and the true nature of who we are, as opposed to the false identity we've been sold from cradle to grave, then you lose the fear and you lose this subservience. You know, someone with an expanded consciousness who looks in the mirror and realizes that what they're looking at is what they're experiencing, not who they are, they don't fall for this stuff. And that's why this awakening, and it's an awakening from an hypnotic trance. That's what it is.
Yes.
Calling it an awakening is a very good term, because that's what it is. It's like someone in a hypnotist stage show, having the fingers clicked, and they wake up from the trance. Most of humanity is in an absolute hypnotic trance that is put they're put in from cradle to grave by constant repetition of a fake reality. And when we wake up from this, then we will not be subservient. Then we will cross the street
and, by the way,
start to engage with this.
And by the way, the first step is the biggest. Once you realize you are in a hypnotic state with your literal brainwaves from the television, the average American now, the average Brit, they've done studies. We posted them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I've also seen them on DavidIke.com. That people are now in a lower brainwave state than they were just 30, 40 years ago. People are in a sleep state. They are in a glazed-eyed state. And what David is telling you is absolutely true.
Yeah, well, when you start to look at what reality is, then this conspiracy takes on a whole new depth. And indeed, you get closer and closer to the foundations of it, because the foundations of it plays out as banking scams, it plays out as political scams, it plays out as engineered wars, all of which are absolutely vital for us to know about, because you can't cease to be a slave until you realize you are one and what the game is. So that's vital information. But alongside that, we need to understand not just what the prison looks like, but how we open the door and indeed stop the door finally slamming shut. And to do that, we need to understand reality, because the core people behind the people, the shadow people, as I call them, they understand the nature of the reality that we're experiencing, and they have worked tirelessly and endlessly to manipulate the structure of society and the information allowed to circulate in society to keep the people in total ignorance of the very reality that they're experiencing. And how can we possibly be free in a world that we don't even know what the world is? We don't know who we are. We don't know the nature of the reality we're experiencing. If we don't start to get an understanding of that information, then again, just like the banking system, we're pawns in a game where someone else knows the rules and we don't. And that's why this whole area of who are we, where are we, what is the nature of reality is so absolutely vital, because it offers the key to the door. And that's why it's my prime focus now, because this is where the key is held, to open the door to this prison cell that they're building by the minute.
Now, to simplify that, they are trying to shock us now and intensify the amount of outrageousness. You know, when they say Cadbury cakes filled with melamine are good for you, they're doing that because some even greater horrors and intensification of the tyranny is coming, and they're trying to acclimate the mind to where we're so shocked that we're basically numb. And so what you're saying, and you're absolutely right from my perspective my life and studying history and philosophy and sociology, and what's happening is once you realize you're being manipulated, once you understand you're being programmed, once you understand that's going on, then you start looking, and then it's a progression of levels as you become more and more aware, and that's what the enemy is in a race to block and stop.
Yeah, when you expand your consciousness, your energy field starts to vibrate quicker and quicker and quicker. As you close your consciousness and you become a prisoner almost entirely of the five senses in how you see reality, you see possibility. And the five senses decode reality in sense of limitation. I can't. The five senses are telling us all the time how powerless we are, how many things we can't do, how limited we are. As you expand your consciousness, that dramatically changes. So if you can hold people in a low vibrational state, because everything is vibrating energy in different forms, then you are literally, we use these truisms as throwaway lines in our everyday life, you are literally closing the minds of people. So anything that will slow us down vibrationally, and fear is the biggest one, will make us more and more close-minded and have a more and more limited view of possibility in our own selves. And we're being bombarded to that end by food additives, by additives in drink and water, by all the shocks that you're talking about, by all the things that create the laboratory rat scenario. And, of course, when we're in fear and when we're in stress, what do we say? Oh, I feel so heavy. I feel so tight. Why? Because you're going into a lower and lower vibrational state. And the more you do, the more the five senses dominate your reality. And where do the five senses look, Alex, to get a fix on who we are and what's going on in the world? They look outside into this world.
And then Madison Avenue tells the women they're ugly and inadequate, so they get even more depressed and don't realize what incredible dynamic creatures they are. Men think they need to be manly and start fights and only like football and not be good parents. All of it is to hamstring us. But let me throw out a historical example of horizons and expanding your vision. The elite, of course, have suppressed a lot of history. But they know that we are, quote, made in the image of the creator. We are great creators. We can build things. And that's why a science fiction writer like Jules Verne or H.G. Wells or any of these people, they could expand just their imagination, and almost everything they wrote about and talked about has now manifest, because what the mind imagines in steps, it is able to later construct through this group community, this mass organism that we know of as humanity. So that's why the elite know to stop a true renaissance to the stars, they have to make us petty, small, hateful, to turn against each other, and fearful of taking action. Now I say there's a balance there. People call it fear when I say we've got to take action and go out and warn the people about the New World Order or they're going to enslave us. That isn't fear. I'm saying we have a positive way to stop this, but things will be bad if we don't. That's just telling people the lay of the land. They use a false fear of keep your mouth shut and everything will be all right. If you don't, you'll be in trouble. Do you see what I'm saying, David? Because I've been very successful in different ways than you have. You've been successful in other ways than I, by getting people moving, by being a cold bucket of ice water when they're in a trance. I am able, with the information, to shock them into waking, and then they find people like David Icke. Do you see the point I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest aspect of this whole conspiracy, Alex, in my view, is that they have manipulated humanity into a false sense of identity. It's a sense of identity that looks in the mirror in the morning and says, that is me. I am Chuck Jones. I am Ethel Smith. When we are consciousness having an experience as Chuck Jones and Ethel Smith, and if you identify who you are with the vehicle, then you are going to identify yourself with the reality of the vehicle, which is limitation, I can't, powerlessness. We need to start to understand that the prime bottom line foundation of this conspiracy is to put us in this fake identity where we identify with being human, as human is what we are. Human is what we're experiencing. Now, when near-death experiences have these now in their millions recorded experiences of leaving the body when the body dies and then coming back again when the body's revived, they tell extraordinarily common stories of what they experienced in the intervening time, where their consciousness massively expanded, where they were seeing the past, the present, and the future at the same time, where there was no time, where there was no sequence of events even, where they had this amazing ability to process information on a scale that they would think was ridiculous impossible when they're in the body. See, what the body does, Alex, I had this, I was sitting in the bath a few months ago, and I had this vision in my mind, and it went like this. First of all, there was swirling energy, and I knew immediately that was symbolic of consciousness. Then an eye appeared in the energy, and in front of the eye appeared a telescope, and on the end of the telescope was the Earth and this universe. And then, this is the crucial point, the telescope morphed into a human body. And what the human body is, it's like a biological computer. But what it does,
it's your narrowly focused consciousness.
It locks us into a certain frequency range of reality, which scientists call visible light. People think when they look out of their eyes that they're seeing everything that exists in the space they're looking at. They are not. They are looking at a tiny, tiny frequency range of the mass and matter that mainstream science says exists in this universe, and there's a lot more than they've discovered yet. The electromagnetic spectrum is 0.005% of that, and visible light is a fraction of the 0.005%. That is the only frequency range that our eyes decode and our brain and genetic system decodes. And sharing the same space as this, if you like, television station, which we call physical reality, are endless other realities, just like in the space that I'm sitting here now. All the radio and television stations broadcasting to California are in the space that I'm occupying. They're not interfering with each other. They're not aware of each other unless they're really close on the dial, but they're sharing the same space. And we are experiencing a frequency range which we decode into this reality, and the physical body, the body computer, locks us into that frequency range. So when we leave the body, and these near-death experiences experience this, we leave that limitation, that focus, that television station, and suddenly we expand to the full magnitude of who we are. What the conspiracy is about, because at the core, the shadow people understand this, is hypnotizing us from cradle to grave to believe that we are the vehicle which is focusing our consciousness to experience this reality, and that we are as limited as that vehicle perceives the world. That is how you can turn humanity, infinite consciousness in infinite expressions, into a herd of sheep. When we break that understanding, when we move our point of observation from I am Chuck Jones, I have no power, to I am infinite consciousness, having an experience, and I can take that understanding, that power, and I can change this reality because I now understand the genius that I am.
David, we have to break right now. We're going to talk behind the scenes.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
This
do. Keep on killing one another.
What an amazing discussion with David Icke. During the breaks, we're doing some behind-the-scenes talking, but I'd like to be congruent with a full audience. But you can go over to the Infowars.com streams, the PrisonPlanet.com streams. Those are separate from many others, including Genesis, and hear the expanded interview there or watch on PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, with your PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you make what we do here possible. You get all my films in super high quality to burn them to disc and give to folks, a factory of resistance. All my films, 20 of them now, 19 I made, 20th I produced. My book and so many other great books and videos we carry are available at Infowars.com, and it is your funding of our operation that allows us to continue. But the most important thing is the materials are waking people up, and people are more ready to receive this information than ever before. Another great place to find out a lot of shocking information, which regardless will open your horizons, make you question, and regardless of whether it's all correct or not, it is extremely positive to question. And I see that's the genius of David Icke, and I really, you know, agree with him on 98% of what he covers. I just haven't been able to tangibly prove the other 2%. My gut tells me, you know, for God's sake, it's probably true. But the point is that I stick to what I can prove more in this plane of existence, because I found that's more successful with people who aren't further down the research line. But everybody should visit DavidIcke.com. Just Google David Icke, and, of course, you spell his name, I-C-K-E. And he's got a lot of great books and videos available there at davidicke.com. Okay, David, we got about 4 minutes till this segment's over. We're already be into the second hour. You were getting into the nature of reality when I had to cut you off for the break there, and how we are limited down to just this level of life. But everybody knows in their gut and everything else that there's something more. The sixth sense is proven. You know, when somebody's looking at you in a restaurant, you know, when you're in the woods and somebody's, you know, over the next hill. I mean, there's so much more to all of this, and the enemy is obsessed with it. And they're into dark energy, and they're into torture and blood and death. I mean, the best example in the last few months is sickening artist like Damien Hirst, who sells a bucket of maggots, you know, a jar of maggots for 4 million pounds, or a crystal devil skull for 100 million pounds, or 98 million pounds, or images of razor blades and blood and tortured babies for 20 million pounds. And the elite go and buy this, and they say, we're buying this because we are worshiping this. This is how we adorate this.
Everything in the end comes down to a vibrational state. The lower it is, the more limited you are, the more narrow-minded, I would say, narrow-banded you are. The more you expand your consciousness, the more the energy vibrates quicker. The thing is that we are experiencing a band of frequencies. Now, our consciousness is vibrating too quickly to interact with it. If my consciousness tries to interact with this this book on this table in front of me, I couldn't pick it up, just as Radio A couldn't interact with Radio 2, because they share the same space, but they're not close enough on the dial to interact with each other. So consciousness takes on an outer shell that is vibrating within the frequency range it wants to interact with. We call it the human body. Therefore, because I have that, I can pick that book up, because they're operating in the same frequency range, they can interact. The whole basis of this conspiracy, Alex, is to manipulate us to identify who we are with the physical vehicle we are using to experience this reality, because that sees everything in terms of apartness, it sees everything in terms of limitation. And once you're in what I call body consciousness, which basically filters reality through the five senses, you're into a state of powerlessness, of limitation, of I can't, and crucially, you're in a state of seeing everything as a part, which is the perfect vehicle, the perfect landscape to bring about divide and rule to different religions and...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.